Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. If you cannot listen live, you can always listen to the podcast, as many, many of you do. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, punch in the search engine, Portland Pilot Show. You'll get every single show that we've ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But the reason is that we have huge crowds of listeners, and we really do, listening all around the world, is because of Jason Brough, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland, who brings it every single show that we do. And let's go to Jason right now, who's the star of this show. Jason, how you doing tonight? And I'm going to throw a curveball at you, literally, right off the bat, Jason. I want you to check something for me. Somebody told me today, well, a friend of mine in Los Angeles told me today, that both Dick Enberg and Vin Scully have called West Coast Athletic Conference, the old name of the WCC games on TV, in their heyday. Isn't that something, as both those icons retired this weekend?
That's amazing, you know, and both those guys, you know, they're so known for most recently their baseball work, but I remember just being a sports fanatic, you know, Vin Scully calling some unbelievable football games, and, you know, back in the day, they called a little bit of everything, and so it doesn't surprise me that they called some old college basketball games, especially. There were some really good teams during the WCAC era in historically had some very phenomenal teams from San Francisco, Santa Clara, Pepperdine. And so that doesn't surprise me that they had some legendary broadcasters on the call during that time.
Yeah, and I think everybody with Vin Scully forgets, you mentioned football, he was great on golf. He did golf on NBC for years, and he was just fabulous doing golf. So the guy did everything. It's sorry to say he retired way too early at the age of 88, but more power to him. How's it going out at University of Portland? And to me, Jason, this is a great time of year. It's the fall sports are about 6 weeks to a month in. Basketball's starting. It's starting to get a little chill in the air, but it's still great weather. Leaves are turning. Campus is beautiful. Great time of year.
Very exciting time of year for collegiate athletics, especially on the Bluff, as you mentioned. And for us, this last weekend was a great chance to honor members of our 2016 Athletics Hall of Fame induction class, which made it even more special. We had Jim Sollers, legendary longtime women's basketball head coach, Ryan Nelson, a two-time U.S. Open golfer and member of our golf team back in the mid-90s. Steve Wilson, Major League Baseball pitcher, who Joe Edsel recruited. His only scholarship offer was to UP, and he made a great career for himself. And then, of course, Uli Steitel, who's one of the best distance runners around, was a multi-All-American for us and has won 10 Seattle marathons, a couple Portland marathons, two senior masters Boston Marathon. So it was great to induct Uli. And then, of course, Casey Keller, known on the international stage for everything he's done in soccer goalkeeping. And then our members of our 2005 NCAA championship women's soccer team who had a historic run themselves. So it was great having all of them back and getting them back on campus, seeing all the beautiful new buildings and sharing some stories and doing a great induction ceremony for them. That's one of the best classes we put together in a long time. So that was a lot of fun.
And of course, me being a basketball nut, Jim Sollers is a very special coach and a very special person. I mean, you couldn't find a nicer guy. He had time for everybody.
He did. He's great, and he's still around, much like Buzz Stroud. We've talked a lot about Buzz over the last couple months as he faded into retirement, and Jim's the same way. You know, Jim does his traveling with his wife, Pam, but they come back to games. You see him at soccer games. You see him at basketball games. You see him in the hallways just catching up with some of his old coworkers, and he's great for a story. He's a great person. He's been a great coach for many years at UP, and he was a mentor to many other coaches and still a great friend to a lot of us.
Yeah, and I probably get the story goofed up, but I never forget the famous story. I believe there was somebody that went up in a tree and wouldn't come down, and Jim Sollers talked that person down out of the tree. Do I have that right?
You know, I don't. There's so many Sollers stories. I haven't heard that one, so I'll have to ask him about that. But that doesn't surprise me. Jim can tell a story, and he can connect with anybody on just about any level. There's nothing more entertaining than bellying up, grabbing a beer, and having some conversations with Jim Sollers. The stories will never end with him, and they're usually very entertaining.
Yeah, and I think he was a real hero in that, actually. So that would be a good thing to ask him, see if my memory is correct. You know, speaking of Jim Sollers, the women's program has struggled a little bit in the last couple of years, but there's a lot of bright spots on the horizon, and I'm expecting a good year out of them this year, Jason.
I think they're going in the right direction. You know, they're going to be reliant on a lot of young talent and a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, but, you know, I think the talent level is getting better with each class that Coach Sorensen and her staff are able to put together, and I know they're actually really excited about the class that they brought in this year, but also what that they're putting together for future years. You know, so much talk now in all sports is about future recruiting, and I think we've talked about it. You know, soccer's recruiting 2, 3, sometimes 4 years out, and now basketball, both our men's and women's teams, you know, they're recruiting 1, 2, 3 years out now, and as they've gotten kind of settled and know what they're looking for. And I think both of our programs, men and women, as they're looking to not just the class they have on campus this year, but future years and commitments that they're getting and verbals that they're getting for next year and years beyond, I think they're really excited about, which is a great indicator for us. I think the Beauchamp Rec Center is really helping with recruiting. I think the campus upgrades that we've talked about so much is helping, and I think our exposure, what we're doing on television, media coverage, and from a conference level really helps a lot. So I think you're going to see all of our programs, and I think you're starting to see it with the success of our fall seasons. But as we continue to go forward in these future years, I think Portland Pilot Athletics is going to continue to grow.
And, I'll add on to that, not being on the staff, but being out there plenty for many years, if you're a basketball player, either a woman or a man, and you walk into the child center, it's a basketball place. It's a great arena. It's underrated. People that go there for the first time kind of always walk out and say, wow, what a great place to watch a game. And I have – the only reason I say it is it's factual.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why we want to showcase the basketball venue as much as possible. We brought back the OSAA state championships, so we're excited to have those back again this year as we're down in Las Vegas for our conference tournament, and being able to showcase to not just high school players to be able to come and play at UP, but also all their parents, friends, family, and everything. You know, it's a great facility. It's a great basketball-specific facility, to your point. We just want to keep making it to keep being able to showcase it to basketball fans, so they'll keep want to come back and check out the Pilots and all the other events that we host there.
Jason, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, but we continue to have huge audiences on this program, and that's due to you. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this each week, because we do speak to a large audience on this radio program, and I wanted to ask you again is there was just a barrage of people wanting to talk to Terry Porter when it was announced that he would be the new Pilots men's basketball coach. Obviously, he's got a job to do to win games and practice. Speak a little bit to how he balances the demands of everybody wants a piece of Terry Porter, which is a positive. But yet, as you mentioned, too, his job is to win basketball games there, and he's got to run practices and deal with student-athletes and see how they're doing in the classroom and all that other good stuff.
There are a lot of moving pieces, to your point, and part of that is you know, Scott Lakem was very out front both with Terry and with us as a staff in terms of, okay, we want to take advantage of this opportunity of bringing somebody of Terry's stature and recognition in this market. You know, it's obviously going to create an uptick in interest, which is great, but ultimately we got to put him in position to be successful. And that's one, surrounding him with the right coaching staff and support staff. And two, you know, putting him in position to be successful, just like we talk about coaches putting players in position to be successful. Terry coming into an unfamiliar setting for him coaching, we needed to make sure we surrounded him with the right people. And I think we've done that. We've talked about, you know, who he's got next to him on the bench from a coaching staff perspective with a good balance of, you know, more than 30 years of collegiate coaching experience, as well as someone, Kramer Knutson, who has a very good understanding of University of Portland athletics and the basketball program. Whitney Robinson, we moved over. She took the job as our ops person, and she does a lot of the management for Terry in terms of getting him where he needs to be, having him organized. I work with her a lot on scheduling different events. And then, you know, Terry and I have a great relationship, and we've worked very well together so far in terms of kind of managing his public relation, his PR appearances, interviews, different things like that. So, you know, it's finding the right balance. And sometimes that means saying no, but at the same time, you know, we want to be out there as much as possible. And Terry's very willing to do that. He's going to be up in Seattle doing a Chalk Talk on October 11th. We're going to be doing one in Portland on October 24th for the first 100 people that sign up. So, you know, we want to be strategic about putting him in the right places. And I think it's worked out well. We've talked about it a little bit already, but our season ticket numbers are creeping up towards a 30% increase from last year. We met with our ticket manager, Dave Taylor, today. And as we're going through the renewal process, we said, you know, you always usually have some level of non-renews at some capacity. And Dave has yet to get someone saying they're not going to renew. There's some people that are on the fence that are most likely going to renew, but it's rare under any circumstances to not, after you've reached out to everyone, not have a single person say no. And that's the position we're in right now. So I think we're really excited as we get close to basketball season. They started their first official practices this weekend. I poked my head in today for an hour and a half, and looks like a finely tuned, well-oiled machine right now that's building up towards a very exciting season.
Very good. Speaking of excitement, I wanted to ask you a little bit, Jason, about you see the big picture. That's why you're successful. We're about 10 to 15 years into this social media concept of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it. Some of those have been added on recently, but the big ones, Twitter, Facebook, 10 to 15 years. Explain a little bit to our listeners about the importance of that in building an athletic program and the culture and everything.
It's very important, and it's also very challenging. You know, that's not something when I got into the industry, you know, for me 13, 14 years ago, which wasn't a big deal at all in our industry. It was just in the infancy stages. And, you know, Twitter kind of came on the scene about 5 years into my professional career. And I remember, you know, Coach Reveno and myself and, you know, our graduate assistant at the time were kind of having the discussion of, is this thing going to stick around? Is it worth signing up? You know, I remember explicitly having those conversations, and Coach Rev jumped right into it. He's been great on Twitter. It's been a very useful tool for him. But, you know, it's a challenge because it's just a whole other layer of management and understanding. And as you say, you know, so many different platforms come up. And, you know, we had a great consultant through Nike from a social media perspective a few years ago that we kind of bounced a bunch of ideas off of. And I thought he hit it on the head where he says, you don't necessarily have to be doing everything, but if you're going to be doing something, make sure you do it well. And I think you got to be in the right avenues and in the right spaces. And, you know, we've invested in both video as well as our website. And now, you know, we have a pretty strong presence on Twitter. We're strategic about how we use our Facebook, as that's changed. Whereas before you could post anything without, you know, kind of having any issues. Well, now if people aren't reading your stuff or clicking through, or you're getting too much advertising in your posts, you get punished by Facebook metrics. So you have to be strategic about all these things. So it's not just about dumping a bunch of content out there. It's about dumping the right content in the right places to reach the widest audience. And From a video perspective, that's the thing I always talk about. And from a marketing perspective with our marketing team is you can be doing the best work possible, but if people aren't seeing it and consuming it and we're not delivering it to the right people and they're not sharing it, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. And so I think we continue to analyze how we're putting stuff together, and you know, that means what we're putting on our website is the same thing we're putting on Facebook necessarily. You know, you need to catch those people in the first 5 seconds when you put something to Facebook. So you got to put the most compelling part of that video right up front, as opposed to a 4 minute feature you might put on the news station or, you know, your website. So, you know, it's a challenge. It makes it work hard, but it's good, because if you do it well, you get the benefit out of it. And I think we have a lot of room for improvement. But with the resources we have, you know, it's an area I think we do a pretty good job at.
Very good. Great explanation of that. Terrific. You know, it always isn't on the W side, but it's been a really exciting year, me following it closely for fall sports. And they're having a good year, but it's exciting. There's so many close contests. It's amazing in all the fall sports.
Yeah, and it's been a great bounce back year for us. Last year, you know, I think across the board we didn't perform as well as we had hoped or expected. But this year it's been a great bounce back year. You know, our soccer teams are both, you know, 6 wins, 2 and 3 losses, and a couple ties. So back to where we expect them to be. You know, and both with very young rosters that look like they're going to continue to improve in future years. Volleyball continues to impress. They split at home. They're 2-2 in a very good conference for volleyball. And again, they've been riddled this year. So, you know, I think the future continues to be even brighter for volleyball than it's been the last couple of years. And then our cross-country programs are two top 10 programs in the nation. We've talked about basketball recruiting. We've talked about baseball recruiting being on the up and up. Our facilities are nice. We've got the land down below to continue to expand. It's going to have a heavy athletics feel to it. So there's a lot of good things going on right now. And I think we're starting to see it, as you mentioned, show in our wins and losses. And I think it's only going to get better with time.
Jason, speak to this a little bit in closing tonight. You know, you have to pretty much be on the moon or Mars to not realize what a great academic school University of Portland is, and it's the most important thing there, getting a degree, and it's hard earned by a lot of people who work very hard, but it doesn't detract from the fact that in athletics, you still want to win.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, this was a great weekend to showcase that point exactly, in that we recognized an unbelievable Hall of Fame class that had national champions and World Cup participants and everything on Saturday. And then we come back a day later on Sunday yesterday and hold an academic banquet for all of our student athletes, recognizing all their accomplishments in the classroom the previous year. And among those, you know, we have about 270 student athletes. 200 of them earned Dean's List honors, which is a 3.5 or higher at some point last year. We had about 35 4.0 kids. So, you know, I think we had 16 in the fall and about 20 in spring. And our overall student athlete GPA combined was a 3.26. So when you look at those numbers and you factor in, obviously, all the time commitments that they have to, in terms of performing on the courts, on the field, on the track, they're also getting it done in the classroom, not to mention all the community service they're doing and everything in between. So, you know, we're really proud of that. And we don't talk about it a ton or as much because it's maybe not, you know, the biggest thing that people like to talk about around athletic departments is the academics. But for us, it really defines what we are, what we're all about, and how we value developing people, not just athletes. And last night it was really rewarding to have our provost and there and talk about the value that he sees in our student athletes, not just from what they do on the court, but what they're doing in the classroom.
I got one more quick question for you before we leave tonight, Jason. You'll like this one. I'm not putting you on the spot here, and I know you don't want to give away any secrets, but what promotion in basketball on the men's side this year are you most excited about? Because I know you've been building a lot of promotions around Terry Porter and the excitement of the 16-17 season. Is there one thing you're really looking forward to see how it comes off?
Well, there's a few things that I'm excited about, and we're finalizing some specific game day promotions still in the next week here, so some things might change. But obviously, that first November 11th regular season game against UC Riverside, you know, we're going to have a lot of giveaways at that event, which I won't let the cat out of the bag yet. But just from a T-shirt perspective and everything, like we think it's going to be probably the most well-attended season opening game we've had since I've been there. And so we're really excited about what we're going to build around that and just the energy that's going to be in the building. So I'm looking forward to that. And then something that we've kind of brought back that used to be a historical event and has now turned into an annual event is our halftime mile, which is a lot of fun. It allows us to showcase our wonderful track and field team. And it's very different. You don't see that anywhere else. You got that track up on the mezzanine, and you get our pilots in there running and competing and trying to track down that 4-minute mile, you know, at halftime of the game. And it's just a lot of fun. It allows us to showcase some of our elite athletes that we talked about earlier, just those great student athletes, but also do it in such a fun setting. And that's something we brought back about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just kind of taken off. And every year people talk about it a lot. So we're going to try to make sure we get that back on the calendar again this year.
Hey, and I may run in that this year. Is that okay?
Hey, we'll see. We might have a wild card entry for you, Greg.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Jason, great job tonight. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week.
Thanks, Greg. Go Pilots.
You betcha. That's Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. He does a fabulous job on this show every single week, and he brings it, and people love him. And when he's not on, they get mad at me. But you know what? He's on almost every week, so don't get too mad about it out there. And thanks for listening, everybody. Great audience again tonight. And all you people listening down in Australia, what a beautiful country you have. And you're going into springtime down there, so hoping for beautiful weather and have a nice summer this year. And good night to people around the world, and thanks for listening, and don't forget to make your free throws.